North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 20, 2020.
In Lynn, residents of two Linfield Street homes got a rude awakening early Wednesday morning when an erratic driver decimated the front porch of one house and crashed into two cars parked in the driveway next door. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that the crash occurred shortly after 3 a.m. in the neighborhood located near St. Mary's Cemetery. Although there was substantial property damage, no one was injured. Lynn police and the driver, identified as Alonzo Robinson, 21, fled the scene after the collision. His abandoned car was later found on Bachelor Street, and police tracked Robinson to his Lynn home, where he was issued a citation for allegedly leaving the scene of a property damage and negligent operation of a motor vehicle, according to Lynn Police Lieutenant John Scannell. More on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times. After seeing a $10 price drop last year, cost for transfer station stickers in Rockport will go up $15 in the new fiscal year. Beginning July 2020, stickers will cost $90 each or $75 for seniors. The hike is factored into the fiscal year 21 transfer station budget, which was confirmed by the DPW Board of Commissioners at a public forum Wednesday night. Rockport DPW Commissioner Bruce Reed said although the 20% price increase is needed to keep a balanced budget, he was not happy with how steep it was. An $18,000 jump in recycling fees is one of the leading factors for the cost increase. Revenue from transfer station stickers pay for the majority of transfer station employee salaries and all but two operational line items. Pay-as-you-throw bag revenue pays for the bags themselves and solid waste tipping costs. While recycling costs stayed stagnant at $53,000 from FY19 to FY20, FY21 is expecting $71,000. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
Two Massachusetts men, including one from Peabody, were seriously injured in a snowmobile crash Friday afternoon in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. According to witnesses, the two men were riding in opposite directions in a wooded area near the middle of a trail 134 at approximately 3 p.m. when the snowmobiles that they were operating collided. The snowmobile speed limit is listed at about 45 miles per hour. They were identified as Gary Muse, 52 years old, of Peabody, and Gerald Balunas, 37, of Hatfield, Massachusetts. Also in the news recently, in Salem, a garage fire and several storage containers along with a car were destroyed Wednesday in a fire that was called accidental. Firefighters were called to 61 Rear Mason Street at approximately 5:15 p.m. after a car caught fire inside a garage. But when firefighters arrived on the scene, some 2 minutes after the alarm was called, they found that the detached garage, the vehicle in it contained, and two outside storage containers ablaze with flames and heavy black smoke pouring into the sky, said Deputy Chief Keith Pelletier.
Sean Horgan reports that Northeast ground fishermen could have significantly more access to two haddock stocks, American Plaice and Pollock, in the coming fishing season after the New England Fishery Management Council posted revised catch limits to key stocks. In today's Gloucester Times, Sean Horgan writes that the council on Wednesday green-lighted triple-digit increases in 2020 catch limits for Georges Bank haddock to 129%, American Plaice at 100%, as well as a 45% increase in the catch limit for Gulf of Maine haddock as compared to 2019. It also approved a revised catch limit for pollock that brings the stock's catch limits closer to 2019 levels instead of the 63% reduction initially recommended by the council's scientific and statistical committee. The council approved a 36% reduction. Those catch limits must be approved by NOAA Fisheries to go into effect for the new fishing season that begins May 1. Much more in this story by Sean Horgan in today's Gloucester Times.
Greater Lynn Senior Services has named a new CEO, ending a period without a permanent leader since Paul Crowley's resignation amid some controversy last year. David McLean writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that Catherine C. Burns of Salem will start March 16th at the Lynn-based agency that serves people ages 60 and older and disabled people in Lynn, Linfield, Nahant, Saugus, and Swampscott. She will oversee GLSS, G-L-S-S, varieties of services, including home care, meals, transportation, advocacy, and long care, health-based, and independent living services. More on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
From TarTalk.com, Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting that Memorial Hall in the heart of the Statehouse was an appropriate setting yesterday to honor veterans, their families, and other members of the military to observe the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima. The ceremony honored all of the more than 100,000 American GIs and Marines who battled on an island in the Pacific Ocean during World War II. Four of those men were at the Statehouse yesterday. One, a friend of Senator Tarr, is Manchester-by-the-Sea resident Larry Kirby. There were 230 Marines in his unit when he landed, but after 36 days, there were only seven who remained. Although he said, quote, "I just showed up, did my job, and got lucky," unquote, what he and others did there was monumentally important and thoroughly courageous, according to the senator's writing. Kirby will celebrate his 96th birthday in June, but the senator thinks it's up to everyone to keep the legacy of Iwo Jima veterans and all of our veterans in our hearts. Well said, Senator Tarr.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks again for joining us. And we always like to hear from you with any comments or suggestions. You can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. That's msonewsports@gmail.com. Have a great Thursday, everybody.